Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, March 3rd, 2017. And with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I am well. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Good to have you here. And I have a special guest today, Greg Scone from Smile Software. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jeff.
Awesome. I'm so glad to have you here. And I have Greg here because we're doing a follow-up to a show we did about a year ago. But first, I have to tell you, we do have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Eero, the Wi-Fi mesh company, which is pretty cool. So thank you, Eero, for being our sponsor. Now, Greg, the reason I wanted you to come back on the show today is because about a year ago, I did a show where I had you on. And it was because everyone on the internet seemed to be having some sort of aneurysm because you meaning Smile as a whole, had decided it was time to take Text Expander to a subscription model. And the conniption thing started happening with people because it turns out there's a lot of software users, or at least a vocal set of software users, that really feel like they should be able to do perpetual licensing for everything, and that's all they should ever have. So that led to all these people getting kind of upset, and we decided we should talk about it. And you explained why you chose to go to that model. So what I think we should do right now, do you mind just give me a real quick wrap-up of why you went to the subscription model, and then I want to talk about how that's working out.
Sure, absolutely. For those not familiar with Text Expander, it helps you save time typing and coordinate your messages amongst a group. So type a short abbreviation, expands into a larger piece of text, type a short abbreviation, expands into a fill-in, share your snippets for customer support or other things. So why did we go subscription? We added a cloud service. So storing snippets in the cloud allows us to do things that we couldn't do before. In particular, it allowed us to support sharing amongst multiple users. Small teams, large teams, etc., can share snippets or pieces of snippets amongst one another and increase their productivity in the course of doing so. So having a cloud service requires ongoing monthly expense. And so having a model where you pay once and use that forever wasn't such a good choice of business model for us. So we tried to find a model where we could continue to pay for our service on an ongoing basis. And then we figured also that there were some benefits to this. In particular, we don't have to do major upgrades on a 12 to 18 month cycle. Instead, we can build features as we do and release them pretty much as soon as they're ready and tested. Mm-hmm. And that's been really exciting for us.
All right. So we have about a year of the subscription model with Text Expander under our belts. And just so all of my listeners know, yes, I do use Text Expander, and it's a product I actually use every day. So just so you guys know, yep, this is something I'm using. Greg, how is the subscription model working out?
We think it's working out reasonably well. So over a third of our user base is on the new Text Expander. And of them, three quarters of those are individuals and one quarter of those are teams. That means that certainly individual users have come over in good numbers. And it also means that we're serving a population that we could never, ever serve before, which is that one quarter that represent teams.
Okay.
I can see where for a customer service many organizations, but certainly, you know, the customer service segment, this is just a no-brainer because you're constantly going to be sending out things like, you know, here's our RMA, right? If it's a hardware company or something, and you want that language to be the same amongst an entire team. So I can see that. I can see that value. And certainly for a business, the subscription model makes a lot of sense. Just because you know you're always going to get updates and that sort of thing. So I imagine that's been well received by that segment. Is that right?
Yes, certainly. I mean, an average team user can expect to gain about 4 hours of productivity in a month. And it's fairly fairly common for active users to gain twice that. So that's an entire workday.
Yep.
Now, from a business perspective, I can see where subscription software is easier to stomach, because that's something that businesses have been dealing with for a really long time. So, yeah, so I'm not surprised that we're seeing companies that are adopting Text Expander for their groups and aren't having any issues with paying a subscription. Are you still seeing pushback from individual users that just really aren't hip with a subscription model?
Well, I mean, certainly there is a population of individual users who have been using older versions of Text Expander who are not interested in upgrading to the subscription model for a variety of reasons. One is sheer objection to the subscription model. Another is perhaps underutilization of the product. So, you know, if you only have 15 snippets that you use, you know, a few times a month, then you may not be seeing great value out of Text Expander, certainly not sufficient to pay for a subscription service. But on the flip side, you probably weren't going to see sufficient value to upgrade either. And so those users are not happy with this model, but they also aren't using the product all too well. I mean, we certainly have video tutorials and blog posts, et cetera, to help folks who want to use the product more. But for those who have a small number of snippets and are satisfied with that, then you know, the existing Text Expander works well for them and they're happy, or they're not happy about the subscription model, but they're content to continue using the existing version.
So, yeah, your thought process is these people likely would not have upgraded with a fixed price upgrade anyway, at least not on the schedule that would have made it sustainable for you.
That's correct.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's interesting. Yeah.
I mean, also from the other thing to think about sort of big picture is we have Text Expander that is this productivity product that is helpful at saving people time. And we'd gotten through version 5 of a single user product with some modest sharing via Dropbox and iCloud that we did not control, and that frequently had numerous support issues by building synchronization on top of someone else's service.
Sure.
And yeah, right. So then where do we go with this? Well, if we really want to continue to take the product further and to continue to drive productivity improvements for individuals and for teams, then we really had to do something bigger and something more all-encompassing to get what we wanted. Not least, we also had to sort of build the product that we could do better with as a team. So, I mean, the classic example is that when we sign off on company emails or when we sign off on a support email, we have a marketing message at the bottom. And, you know, it used to be that Maya would send an email out with the content of the marketing message and say, okay, everyone, update your snippets. And compliance probably ran around, you know, 3/4 of the team managed to get it updated until Maya had to bug everybody. So, you know, now we can have Maya do that on the server with the shared snippet, and everyone has it immediately, which is fantastic.
Greg, I want to interrupt you for just a minute because I want to talk about our sponsor today, which is Eero. And Eero, they make Wi-Fi base stations that link together to create what's called a mesh network. So you have a better Wi-Fi network than you would have had before with a single base station, or with a couple base stations where we had to do the old school thing. You'd get a couple and set one up so it would try and link into the other, and you were never sure what base station you were on and if you had the best signal you could get. And it was kind of kludgy, but not with Eero, because they have this setup that is just drop dead simple. So like when I set my Eero Wi-Fi network up, I plugged in the first unit, and I have three that are working together. So I plug in the first one. I used their iPhone app, and it was just as simple as letting the app do the setup for me. And then when I added in the other two so I could extend my network out farther, it was just a matter of going back to the app And once I plugged in the extra Eero base stations, the app found them and it set them up. It configured them. And now I don't have to think about which base station I'm connecting to, because as far as my devices are concerned, it's all the same. So I get the best signal I can get from wherever I am when I'm in range of my network. And I don't have to worry about one device hogging all the bandwidth, because that's just not how it works. The Eero system makes sure that all the devices get to play fairly on the network. And I would love for you guys to check this out. And the bonus is, it's not going to cost you as much as it did before, because what they've done is permanently lowered the price of their products. So you can get the 3-pack, which is what I have, for $399. So that's $100 off what it used to be. And the 2-pack version, if you have a smaller space that you want to set up, that's going to be $299. So that's $50 off. So those price reductions, that's permanent, which I think is just awesome, because now it makes it even more affordable for people to get their Wi-Fi mesh network set up and have much better network than they had before. I am so pleased with mine, and I hope you guys check this out. And I'm betting you're going to be as happy as I am. So what you need to do is go to the Eero website, and that's Eero.com. And just check out what they have and figure out which package you need. Like I said, I have the 3-pack version, and that's been great for me. And you can also check these out at Best Buy or Amazon as well. So that's Eero.com. And thank you, Eero, for being our sponsor today. Dave, I was wondering, because you've been kind of quiet, do you have any other questions that you wanted to ask?
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like the move to subscription pricing has worked out. I mean, you've identified the customers that are interested in supporting the product in this way. And as a business decision, I totally get it. But I am curious, the switch obviously kind of, elicited a great deal of consternation and conversation and a little bit of backlash from the community. I'm curious what the overall impact of that backlash was like, but also what it was like dealing with that as you know, I mean, it was probably a short-lived thing, but maybe not. I mean, are you still dealing with it? and how, what was that like?
I think it was relatively short-lived. I mean, there was 2 weeks of lost sleep, truth be told, and it took a personal toll, I'll be honest. And I think certainly more so than we expected. I think that I don't know how to say it. I mean, the level of vitriol that can be accomplished on the internet is pretty impressive. I mean, including, you know, we had one tweet, "I wish you bankruptcy," was what sort of the famous one from that time frame that I can recall. And you know, I think people need to keep a bit of perspective. This is utility software. It's meant to help folks get their job done. And assuming that we're able to help folks get their job done, then, you know, hopefully we can convince them that it increases their productivity enough to pay us for it. But I mean, it's not, you know, an epic betrayal. It's not, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's not like, you know, I bulldozed someone's house personally. I mean, just the scale of the response didn't really match, I don't think, what we were doing. And I mean, we didn't take any of this lightly. We didn't stop making the previous individual product work. You know, it still works to this day. We committed publicly to making it work the next version of macOS, which hadn't even shipped at the time. So, you know, we certainly tried to do things. And then on the flip side, we also tried to bring individual benefits to the subscription service. So the Windows client is free of charge. The iOS client is free of charge. There's a web client. We've added group notes. We've added public groups that you can publish your own privately, or you can publish your own to the community. And then we also added a monthly email with, this is how you're doing with Text Expander. So you expanded this many snippets, you saved this much time. And then based on that, we send appropriate tips. So if you're a superpower user, we've got some superpower user tips. And if you're just getting started, we've got some just getting started tips.
An incentive to become a superpower user to learn about the superpower user tips.
You bet. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't think we hide those. You can certainly find them on our site. But, you know, we're a little directive about what we send. And then the other I suppose the other phrase I used, and I'm not sure whether I regret this or not, was that I said that we would exit the upgrade treadmill. And what I meant was simply that we wouldn't have to engage in a situation where we develop a feature and hold on to it for months because it has to be packaged into a major version release, because that is the only economically viable way to do that. So we've stopped that, obviously, with this. And we've had 18 updates to the macOS app in the last 12 months. Compare that with 7 in the previous 12 months. So we are doing what we said we would do. And I believe that that benefits individuals because they're getting this stuff as soon as we get it done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you're now financially incentivized to deliver a continually upgrading product. And that, to me, that's as a consumer, it's easy for me to say as a consumer, and I always have to qualify that, as a consumer who often gets a lot of his software provided, you know, complimentary reviews, etc. But as a consumer, I much prefer that than having to wait a year to see what you've cooked up. Yeah, the surprise and the announcement is nice, but when I hear through the grapevine, well, yeah, we've had this feature for 8 months, but we just couldn't release it yet, that bugs me. So I do like software in this way, but I get that it's a change for people. And yeah, okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. I had a feeling there was a story there. So yeah.
Yeah, no, sure, absolutely.
So Greg, the takeaway that I'm kind of getting out of this is that since moving to subscription model, you have a new group of users that is totally fine with that and sees value in that. You have a group of users that transitioned from perpetual licensing into the subscription license. Some of them are fine with that. Some of them maybe not. You have a group of people that has decided they're just not going to go to subscription and they're going to stick with the version they have with a perpetual license. And there's still a vocal group of people out there that just hate on subscription software.
Yeah, I think that's a fair characterization. And I mean, I think that we really have to focus on bringing value to the people who find value in what we're doing. And that has been our focus for the past year, and that will continue to be our focus. And, you know, we're bringing productivity gains to, you know, a big chunk of individuals and to this new team area that we were never able to do before. And that's just really exciting for us all around.
All right. So we're almost out of time. And I'm totally putting you on the spot. Do you have any new features that are coming that you are willing to share with me and my listeners?
We have recent features that I'd be delighted to remind everyone we've released recently. So when we shipped, one of the things we...
A true pro turning this around. I like this.
You bet. At that time was the encryption at rest. And so data was not stored encrypted on the servers at that time. And on March 23rd, we deployed that. And a week later, we deployed group prefixes. So you can set a prefix for a shared group that is shared across your team, and then individual team members can override that preference with what they prefer. And so this makes the managing of what you put before your abbreviation much easier than it ever was. So those are the things we've done recently. We've definitely got stuff on the boards, but we almost never talk about what's coming in the future, because if we fail to deliver or fail to deliver it on time, then we disappoint and we don't want to do that.
All right, fair enough. And I agree with Dave. That was an expert maneuvering. Well done, sir.
But I don't want us to dismiss the fact that encryption at rest, it actually means a lot. So that's actually very cool.
No, that's true. No, these are really good features.
We wanted to do longer than we were able to get to. And in fact, actually, when we deployed the version of the database that we were using didn't support it, we would have had to be on something bleeding edge that might not have been stable. And shipping a product in that situation just seemed untenable to us.
Stability versus security. Yep.
Yep.
And eventually you get both, essentially. Yeah.
You get both. Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Greg, thank you so much for making the time to join me today so we could do a follow-up to Text Expander subscription when you're in.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And Dave, I'm so glad that you were able to join us for this discussion too.
Yeah, this is fun. Thanks for having me.
And listeners, I'm so glad that you were here. And I would love for you to go check out the Eero Wi-Fi mesh network system. I am very pleased with mine, and I would love for you to be just as happy. So head over to their website, Eero.com, Eero.com, and you can also pick them up at Best Buy and Amazon. Listeners, thanks for being here. We will see everyone again tomorrow.